Ukrainian forces are reportedly striking targets deep inside Russian territory, adding a new element to the Kremlin's invasion.
Our correspondent Alex Salvi is in Rome with the details.
Ukrainian intelligence says that four Russian military helicopters were destroyed nearly 500 miles away from the battlefield. The agency saying that saboteurs took out four Ka-52 helicopters in the Pskov region in western Russia last week. Videos on social media appearing to corroborate those claims, as Russian media only says that two vehicles were damaged due to an unknown explosion. Either way, this delivers a blow to Russia's air force, as the Ka-52 is Moscow's best attack helicopter and is already on limited supply. For officials in Kyiv, the immediate concern is the threat of retaliation by Russia, which, as of recently, means strikes on key infrastructure.
Our enemies are doing everything to ensure that the city is without heat, electricity, and water supply, and in general, that we all die. This is their task. And the future of the country and our future with you, each of us, depends on how we will be prepared for different situations and how well we can withstand them. Therefore, you need to be ready.
Past alleged sabotage efforts, such as the bombing on the Kerch Bridge in Crimea or counterattacks on the Russian fleet in the Black Sea, are often met with a series of rocket attacks on cities across Ukraine. But the country's military believes that taking out targets such as helicopters could prevent these types of strikes from ever taking place at all. For context, it took about 14 years to manufacture 25 of the Ka-52s, with Ukraine claiming it's already shot down a quarter of the supply, meaning these losses could have a significant impact on Russia's invasion. Back to you.
Yes.
All right, Alex, thank you very much. Meanwhile, some major developments in the Russian-Ukraine war. The Biden administration has had secret talks with Russian officials to reduce the chances of a nuclear engagement. The Wall Street Journal reporting Sunday that National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan held secret talks in recent days with Russian counterparts. Last week, U.S. sources claimed Russian military leaders had discussed using nuclear weapons, though there has been no evidence of their deployment. Meanwhile, the risk of nuclear confrontation does appear to be growing. In a speech last week, the head of the U.S. Strategic Command, that's Admiral Charles Richards, said the current Russian-Ukraine conflict is just the warm-up to a bigger confrontation.
Yeah, Admiral Richard added that the big one is coming and urged more preparedness. Russia continues to strike Ukraine's infrastructure and electrical power plants. Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko is now urging citizens to evacuate the capital city as he warns there will likely be no water, electricity, or heat this coming winter. Ukraine says these civilian attacks were aided by Russia's use of Iranian drones. Iran initially denied the claim, but this weekend, Iran's foreign minister admitted that Tehran had supplied Moscow with the airborne weapons, but before the war started.
Yeah, President Zelensky said Iran was lying and accused Tehran of being a terrorist state. And Russia seems to be completing its evacuation of Kherson, the key port city that Ukraine is set to take back in the coming days. Russian troops reportedly looting the city as officials were exiting. The loss of Kherson would be a major defeat for Russian President Putin since his annexation of the territory in October. Joining us now to discuss the latest report, retired Brigadier General in the U.S. Air Force, General Blaine Holt. General, your thoughts on what's going on right now? How do you assess what's going on there?
It's great to be with you both. You know, at the big picture level, strategically, we're seeing a dramatic escalation in this war. It's coming to a very dangerous inflection point that can go well beyond Ukraine's borders. Let's remember, the winter is now setting in. The ground is freezing. Russian armor will become more effective. But they are hammering Ukraine's infrastructure. They've depleted about 40% of their power and water capability. And we're on the eve, I believe, of a massive refugee crisis that's going to make the first wave look very small. And I'm not certain that leaders are doing anything to go find an off-ramp, despite recent reports of National Security Advisor Sullivan engaging the Russians.
General Holt, what do you think that the United States should be doing now? And what position would a war escalation put us in?
The first thing we need to do is exhibit some leadership here at home. I think that this administration, the national security team, and its record so far has been horrible. And they need to now sit with the American people, look into the cameras, and tell us why escalating this war is important. And what I mean by escalation is is this really now the time to be putting American forces on the ground in Ukraine, even under some kind of audit mission where they're going to become military targets by the Russians, two nuclear powers in contact with one another? I think that what we should be doing is using the military support that we've given to Ukraine to engage the Russians to say, enough's enough. We need to back down. Let's at least get to tables to talk.
If there is a refugee crisis, as you're describing, what does that do for Putin?
Well, it meets a lot of his strategic aims. If you look at Putin's top strategic goals in this whole thing, is it to possess Ukraine? No. If he wanted to possess Ukraine, he certainly wouldn't be destroying it at the rate he is. But what he really would like to see happen is that European unity, NATO unity is in disarray and chaos and built to be that way for quite some time. Well, he's seeing that. Now, if you send 8 million, up to 8 million refugees streaming into Europe that's already hit with economic problems from this war and all the other things that come with it and the dissension that we already see, he's actually getting what he wants. And so that is going to make him less eager to be at anybody's negotiating table looking at off-ramps.
Speaking of off-ramps, General Holt, what do you think an acceptable off-ramp would be both for Russia and Ukraine?
Well, the first thing is, and that's a great question, the first thing is we need to talk in terms of getting the parties to this war together. And we need to not have preconditions. We just need to get people into rooms. The Russians, of course, are going to want to say the territorial gains that they've made so far, they want to lock in. They're not going to be interested in giving up Kherson. But they also don't want to see NATO encroaching on its border, so there's leverage on that side, too. They've got to get together. They're not talking, and both leaders see no advantage in negotiating with their people looking at them with heavy expectations.
All right, General Blaine Holt, always a pleasure talking to you, General. Thank you.
Great to talk with you both. Take care.
All right, for more news on Ukraine and news everywhere, you can go to Newsmax.com.